Hello and welcome back to Safe Space, the space where I share with you my journal entries, my gratitude, and some topics that I feel help me and I hope help you. With that, let's dive into our gratitude first by just arriving in the moment. Let's take a second to take a deep breath here. Let us think of things that we are thankful for and open our hearts to truly just feel the gratitude of each and every blessing in this moment, in this past week that we may have had, maybe even in the past month, in the past lifetime, any victory that we have had. Let's take a moment to celebrate and rejoice and be thankful for all of the blessings, everything we have overcome, and what we have. I'm so thankful for so much right now. But before I dive into that, I encourage you, if you're not thankful for the same things that I'm thankful for today, to just take a moment and think of something that you can be thankful for in your present situation or that you have gone through in your lifetime. Any blessing, any victory. Let's just take a moment here to be thankful. I am thankful that I have food in my fridge and I just got to eat a delicious meal. I'm also thankful that I have heat in my house. Right now it is actually a blizzard outside and we're getting a lot of snow. So I'm so thankful that I have a roof over my head and heat in my house, because otherwise I would be freezing right now. And I'm thankful that I have purpose. I'm thankful that I get to wake up every day with intention and knowing that I am having a positive impact on at least one person's life, and that that impact is going to ripple effect and have a positive impact on thousands and millions of people without me even seeing it. Let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. Guys, I wrote 4 tips to help you maintain in alignment. Let's dive into tip number 1. Is be honest. Be honest with yourself and others. Being dishonest with others paves the way for you to be dishonest with yourself, because you have to pretend your true circumstance is different than it really is when you're around others. Being honest can be hard, and it won't always make you look good. But that leads us into tip number 2, which is be humble. Know and accept when you make a mistake. If you pretend everything is okay when it isn't, or like you know how to do something when you really don't, you're laying a soggy foundation, guys. And you're going to struggle and attempt to build on that foundation because it's soggy. Nothing can be built and last on it. Let go of your pride. Ask for help and instruction when you need it. The vulnerability and embarrassment that may come from asking for help hurts a lot less than the lonely frustration of pretending you have it all together, when really all of your energy goes into just trying to keep something together that's ready to fall apart as soon as you let it go. Number 3, do everything with excellence. Work hard and with passion towards everything you do, even the small things. And notice I said excellence and not perfection. You want to work as hard as you can, but not everything's going to be perfect, and that is okay. The fact of the matter is that if you are working hard and if you maintain humbleness, then you will be planting a seed. Perform tasks with intention, knowing that every act is a seed and will harvest either good or bad fruit. It is important for you to remember that you want the good fruit. You have to think of the means to the end whenever you are making actions, guys. Even if it's something that you think isn't noticeable or that might not actually help you out in the future, you never know what that action is actually going to bring. You are planting a seed. Make sure you plant it with the intention that you want it to bear good fruit. You don't want any chance of it not being good. You never know what little act today could bring you an abundance of blessings tomorrow. And tip number 4, do everything out of love. Make all decisions based on love. Love is deeper than a feeling of affection. I want to talk about the real definition of love. Love is sacrificial, self-giving, and merciful. Love is patient, kind, humble, and never-ending. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful, and it rejoices with truth. In every decision, remember the definition of love and ensure that you are in alignment with it. Love is not fearful. Again, love is patient. You don't need to be scared that you don't have enough time. You don't need to be scared that something isn't going to go the right way or that you're going to end up in the dust. Love is kind, guys, and it's never ending. It's normal to think about negative outcomes of a decision that you make, but don't let being scared stop you or rush you into something that you are not sure of, because this will throw you out of alignment. Just a recap on the four tips to help keep you in alignment. 1, be honest. 2, be humble. 3, do everything with excellence. And 4, do everything out of love. I love you guys. Let's set great intentions for the day and have a great, amazing, fantastic day. You are going to impact millions in a positive way just by doing one small thing today, guys. I love you. Bye.